tough series. They got All-Stars in Lowry and DeRozan, who's playing at a very high level. So a tough opponent, but our job is to focus on one possession, and that's the first possession whenever we play.
Sportsline continues on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Jason Kidd keeping his team, his Bucks, focused for the task at hand, which is the opening of the 2017 NBA playoffs. Who better than the voice of the Milwaukee Bucks to discuss that with? Bucks-Raptors matchup in the season that has just wrapped up. Ted Davis. Ted, welcome to Sportsline. How are you today?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. The sun's shining here. The Brewers have won a couple in a row, and lo and behold, the Milwaukee Bucks are in the postseason. Just your thoughts on entering this thing, kind of what either emotions or thoughts are running through your head at this time.
Well, Toronto is the favorite, and they should be because they've earned it by being the third seed. And they'll have home court advantage, obviously, and they have one of the best home court advantages in the entire NBA. They've got a very vocal crowd that sells out every game, and they are a big part of why Toronto has been successful here in the last four seasons. They've played very well for Dwayne Casey. Now, can the Bucks make the series interesting? Yes, I think they can. Maybe Jason Kidd can reproduce what he came up with in 2014 when, as a rookie coach, his Brooklyn Nets went into Toronto and not only won a game, they won Game 7 in Toronto and upset the Raptors.
I remember that.
Jason Kidd knows that really it's not a seven-game series, it's a one-game series, and then it becomes another one-game series. And so you go into Toronto and see if you can steal one of these first two games. I think a couple of things are going to have to happen. The offense has to be better than we've seen in the last five games, where the Bucks have averaged less than 90 points per game. That's not enough to get it done against Toronto. So your offense will have to be really sharp and crisp in game one. And then can you slow down that backcourt with Toronto? And that would be Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. I think they're as good as any backcourt combo in the NBA. I think they're right up there with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson or John Wall and Bradley Beal. They average 49 points per game, and if they hit their averages, then you're going to have a hard time winning. So it's up to Tony Snell to do a good job of checking DeMar DeRozan, and it's going to mean a lot of pressure on a rookie, Malcolm Brogdon, to at least try to keep Kyle Lowry below his 22-point-per-game average. If they can do that and hit a few shots, then you've got a chance to steal one of those first two games.
The Bucks 7-point underdogs for Saturday's 4:30 game, game one at Toronto. Marcus?
Ted, every time we bring you on, we have to ask you about Giannis, but really, I mean, what more can you say about the guy? The only player in league history to finish in the top 20 in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. Kind of goes without saying, he's got to be the most improved player in basketball.
I think he is. Mark Stein, who works for ESPN and is a well-known NBA reporter, tweeted out yesterday that he had voted Giannis as the most improved player. I think Jokic at Denver has a good case to make for being the most improved player, too. He was really good in the second half of the year. But if I had a vote, and I don't this year, I would have voted Giannis as the most improved player. You know, we've been all caught up in the history that Russell Westbrook has been making, and it's been impressive with Westbrook averaging a triple-double, becoming only the second man in the history of the NBA to do that. Well, Giannis did something this year that nobody's ever done. Nobody. There's not another person who did what Giannis did this year, which is be in the top 20 in every one of the important statistical categories. That would be points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. He was in the top 20 in every one of those, and nobody in the history of the NBA had ever done that. That truly is a historical thing for Giannis. He's had quite a year. We've watched him blossom into not only an all-star, but I think a superstar. And how he performs in this series will be fascinating to watch, because I do think Toronto has some defenders that can give him problems, and I don't mean just one. I think they've got three guys that can guard Giannis. They're all different, but they're all good defenders, and that would be Damari Carroll, Serge Ibaka, and a guy they picked up at the trade deadline, P.J. Tucker from the Phoenix Suns. They're different defensively, but they're all very good, and in a way, they can kind of tag team Giannis and throw different looks at him. So that'll be fascinating to watch, to see if Giannis can do what he did during the regular season, which is average 25 points per game against the Toronto Raptors.
Visiting with Ted Davis, the voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, here on Sportsline. Chris and Marcus, glad to be with you on this Thursday. Ted, can you talk a little bit about maybe some subtle changes we may see with the way Jason Kidd operates in terms of player minutes or roles or something that might be Raptor-specific? Because in the NFL, we're used to kind of looking at it in those terms, and that we can kind of grasp easily, but when we got an expert on, might as well go to the source. Some things there we should look for?
Well, I don't really know yet. They are coming up with a game plan already. They've been working on it for the last few days. I don't think we'll see anything significant that will just jump right out off the page at you in game one. I think it comes down to how well you can execute what you want to do. And I do think that for the Bucks to have any chance at all, that Chris Middleton has to regain his shooting touch. Here in the last five games in which he played, he's been off. He's only been shooting about 36%. Well, they're not going to win if he shoots 36% in the series. Somebody's going to help take the pressure off of Giannis. Giannis can't do it all by himself. And if Middleton can regain his shooting form and average somewhere around 18 points per game in the series, then that gives you that other option that will help take the pressure off Giannis. And then you're going to have a third component come up, whether it be Tony Snell one game, Malcolm Brogdon one game, maybe one game it's Teletovich or Beasley or Monroe. But you've got to have that third guy that steps up and has a big scoring game for you to have a chance to win, because the Raptors are a good offensive team. They're going to put up around 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to win, you're going to have to score at least 100 points or more to have a chance to win any of these games.
I wonder if there'll be a concerted effort to get Middleton good shots early and get him going, or if they'll let the game come to him, kind of, and then just see how they're being defended and take it from there. It'll be curious.
I think probably they'll just see if the game comes to him, you know, and he'll get open shots. I do think there'll be a lot of attention on Giannis. I think they will throw a variety of looks at him, and then that will be up to Giannis to recognize what they're doing and to trust your teammates early in the series. If they're open, get them the ball, and then it will be up to guys like Middleton, Snell, Dellavedova, Brogdon to hit that open shot when they have it.
Well, okay, so all season long, Malcolm Brogdon hasn't played like a rookie, hasn't carried himself like a rookie, and typically coming into a first playoff appearance, you might be worried about your rookie and how he handles the big stage, but you're talking about the potential rookie of the year in Malcolm Brogdon. Is that even a concern?
I think he'll handle the series fine. I think he'll play well, but can he stop Kyle Lowry? I mean, nobody else has this year when he's been healthy. Kyle Lowry averages 22 points per game and is one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA. He averages 22 points per game. If he averages 22 points per game in the series, then Toronto's going to win. If DeMar DeRozan averages 27 points per game during the series, then Toronto's going to win. Can you keep one or both of those guys below their season average? You're not going to stop them completely, but in the game they won here, Lowry didn't play, but they also held DeRozan to 11 points. If they can knock one of those guys off their game, then you've got to, you know, you give your defense a chance to do some things and give your team a chance to win a game.
Visiting with Ted Davis here on The Fan. One of the things I've liked about the Bucks, Ted, is when you tune in and watch them, you can watch them for several minutes, and you're not sure if they're ahead or behind because Giannis seems to be doing what he does, and they play so darn hard. I don't know whether it's youthful naivete or bliss, but do they have a certain little mental toughness? It doesn't seem like there's any quitting them.
No, and I think their length will be to their advantage. They can be disruptive on the defensive end because of the length that they have. I do think that is to their advantage. I think the more they can get out in the open court and allow Giannis to do his thing, the better. And that's going to be forcing missed shots, then grabbing the rebound. And check those rebounding stats every game, because if the Bucks are negative numbers in rebounding, they're not going to win the series. They have to be able to rebound the missed shot, get out in the open floor, let Giannis do what he does best, and turn this into something other than just a half-court game. If Jonas Valanciunas is down there, if he's dominating the rebounding, if he's doing his thing, then this becomes a problematic series for the Bucks, as it is anyway. It would have, you know, anybody that goes up against a team like Toronto, you're the underdog, and there's a reason that you're the underdog.
Boy, when you say that, Ted, about Giannis in the open court, almost as unstoppable as it gets. Marcus.
Ted, before we let you go, just your thought. Here we are. It's the playoffs. How's it going to unfold?
Well, I'm always conflicted. My heart and my head are telling me two different things. My heart tells me that the Bucks can make this a very exciting series and might even have a chance to win it. That's what my heart says. I have found out in 29 years of covering the NBA that you're better off going with what your head is telling you. And my head is telling me that the Raptors are the higher seed. They're the favorite for a reason, and that in all likelihood, they will win this series in six. Can the Bucks make those six games exciting? Yeah, I think they can, but I think in the end, Toronto will win the series, and I would guess right now it would probably be a six-game series.
Ted, really look forward to listening to the broadcast and your calls. It's like storytelling with you. Now we go on to that next adventure with the Bucks, and I'm with you, man. I hope my heart, anyway, it would be nice to see him advance and just give us more to talk about. Great
well,
stuff.
If you win one of those two games, either Saturday or Tuesday, then you really have a series, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Great stuff. That's Ted Davis. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Outstanding voice of your Milwaukee Bucks.